At this point of the holiday, we've all retold the story of the Maccabees, their struggle, and eventually their victory. And we've all heard the magnificent story of the oil. You remember that little bit of oil that went a long way. It's interesting that in Hanukkah, we have a holiday that marks the rededication of the temple, but we don't have a holiday that marks the construction of the temple. There's nothing in our holiday cycle that marks the building of the temple, but every year, 8 days are spent commemorating the rededication of the temple. There's many potential explanations for this, and today I would just like to offer one as a means of an introduction. In many ways, creation anew is out of our hands. Our lives have begun. We are already on the path of life. We can readjust and we can change direction, but we cannot begin again. The celebration of Hanukkah, our holiday of rededication, affirms that change is possible, that indeed we can change the course of our lives, that we can, in fact, renew ourselves. And this is also the message of the new year. As we usher in the new year, we make resolutions. We commit ourselves to making change, to bettering ourselves and bettering the lives that we lead. In the spirit of Hanukkah, our holiday of rededication, and for the new year of 2006, this morning I'd like to offer three resolutions for us. Resolution number one, let's recognize that earning a living is only part of living a life. As the literary critic Matthew Arnold said, life is not about having and getting, it's about being and becoming. Our careers are part of our lives, but our lives are not defined by our careers. I've seen thousands of headstones in many, many different cemeteries, and not once, not even once, have I seen, "Here lies Joe Smith, Vice President of Marketing, millionaire by 40. I met a lawyer friend for dinner a few months ago. He's a single guy, and he works crazy hours. "I've got no time to date," he tells me. Yet more than anything, he wants to meet that someone special. He wants to start a family. That night, when we met for dinner, I knew that he had been supervising a really important deal. So when we arrived at the restaurant, he told me that the deal was completed. I lifted my glass, and I toasted him to a job well done, to many more successes. He only reluctantly lifted his own glass. After a long sip, he shared, "I hate my job. I sit in an office all day and shuffle papers about things that I don't have the slightest interest in. It's all I do in my life, and I hate it." There were tears in his eyes. According to a recent study conducted by the National Sleep Foundation, the average U.S. employee works a 46-hour work week. And an astounding 36% of the workforce, 36% of the American workforce, puts in more than 50 hours at the office. While certain European countries continue to shorten their work weeks, Americans continue to spend more and more time at the office. We need to watch this trend. We need to make sure that when we leave the office, there is still something left. Something for our families. Something for our community. Something for us. For 2006, let's remember that earning a living is only part of living a life. Resolution number two. Let's do more to fight the genocide in Darfur. As many of you know, for the past 2 years, the western region of Sudan, Darfur, has witnessed genocide. In Darfur, militia groups known as the Janjaweed were given license and support by the Sudanese government to rid the country of those considered disloyal, mostly ethnic Africans. 2 bloody years later, over 180,000 people, 180,000 people have been murdered, and over 2 million people, 2 million people have been forced by the Janjaweed, have been forced by these militia groups from their homes and into refugee camps. We haven't remained silent during this tragedy. I addressed this very issue last week in my sermon, and as you know, Sinai Temple is part of a local effort to combat genocide known as the Jewish World Watch. Nationally, also, elected officials from both the left and the right, Republicans and Democrats alike, they have spoken out. Organizations have been formed, money has been raised, and aid workers have been sent. But I stand here today and tell you it is not enough. It's not enough. The genocide continues. The African Union peacekeepers who are now stationed in Darfur, they number only 6,000, and they are way too few in number with too large a task. There are simply not enough resources in terms of money, in terms of personnel. They're unable to stop this genocide. So the murders continue, and the Janjaweed mercilessly ravage and victimize ethnic Africans with little or nothing to stop them. As Jews, as lovers of life, as pursuers of peace, as believers in our holy mission to bring light to the world, our voices of protest, they must be louder. In 2006, we must do more to combat the genocide in Darfur. And today, I beg of you, I plead with you, take an active role in Jewish World Watch. Lobby our elected officials. Offer financial assistance. Educate yourselves and your families about the genocide. Because we must do more. For 2006, let's remain committed to do everything that we possibly can to end the genocide in Darfur. The third resolution. Let's eat more slowly. Let's eat more slowly. So many of us, we eat our meals on the run. We grab a bite to eat. Lunch is a sandwich at the desk. Dinner is from the takeout menu. It's with decreasing regularity that for a meal, we sit with our family, or we sit with our friends or our community. Sharing a meal means more than just eating together. It means sharing ideas, sharing feelings, sharing experiences, becoming close to one another. It does not come as a surprise that studies show that children who eat dinner together with their families on a regular basis, these children perform better on their SATs. Our tradition clearly recognizes the importance of eating together. Let's think of the three most defining life cycle events that we have: the Brit Milah, a wedding, and death. All are marked with meals. At all three events, because of its enormous capacity to reinforce community, meals figure prominently. The Talmud goes so far as to teach that the ritual of Kiddush, the ritual of Kiddush, only takes effect when there is an accompanying meal. Ein Kiddush ela bimkom se'uda. Kiddush made in the absence of a meal is not considered a real Kiddush. It is not a sanctification of the day, because an opportunity to build holy community went unfulfilled. The great Korean poet Kim Chae-ha expressed it best when he wrote, "Bread is heaven. As heaven cannot be monopolized, bread cannot be taken alone. We should all take bread together." In 2006, let's take the time to share meals with those around us, taking the time to share with one another, to care for one another, to be with one another. In 2006, let's eat more slowly. This Hanukkah, as we celebrate the rededication of the temple, let's let it serve as a reminder of the importance of our own rededication and our own three resolutions for the coming year. In 2006, let's remain steadfast in our commitment to recognize that earning a living is only part of living a life, to do more to stop the genocide in Darfur, and to eat more slowly. May God grant us the strength to seriously pursue these goals, helping each of us make the new year a year of fulfilled resolutions and many blessings. Shabbat Shalom, and a Happy New Year.